starting tonight, you can check out something brand new here on the Ideas Network. From today through Thursday, you can hear pilots of new programs created here at Wisconsin Public Radio as part of the WPR Next project, with subjects including science, music, pop culture, life in Wisconsin, and a little bit of everything. You can check them out at 6 here on the Ideas Network or learn more and give a listen online. We've got a link on the Central Time Facebook page. Adam Friedrich joins us now. He's executive producer of WPR Next. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Rob. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else.
What is WPR Next, Adam?
WPR Next is Wisconsin Public Radio's new initiative for creating new content online and on air. And this being our centennial year, it's kind of our second generation of broadcasting that we're hoping to curate here.
Now, Central Time was the last really new show that WPR created. Why do anything after that?
Well, the answer to your question, Central Time is, and I should
is
say,
still on the air for
yes.
now.
I should say this in advance of our preview of all these pilots, has a very deep talent pool that we have dipped into quite a bit at WPR Next for a lot of these pilots. So, but we were identifying our first initiative for WPR Next was our weekend programming. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of been the edict that we've been moving forward with. And these are the programs that we're looking to have placement on our weekend programming.
Now, before we get into the individual shows, give us a little behind-the-scenes look at, you know, from the idea stage to a finished pilot. Give us a little taste of what went into that.
Sure. It's a lot of fun. You know, we received a lot of ideas, and these four pilots that we're airing this week kind of, bubbled to the surface as options that we identified for a weekend broadcast that we could do, an hour-long show. And some of them were kind of fully formed in the idea stage, some were not. So it's been a little bit of an interesting process working with the various teams to move from that, you know, that seed of an idea to a fully formed pilot. Some teams really expanded ideas that they were already working on that were sometimes segments on Central Time or in other programs that they worked on, and they just kind of fleshed that out.
Well, let's dig into the shows in particular. Now, the first sure. one's going to air today at 6 on the Ideas Network, and there's going to be other airings, and we've got, again, that link. It'll show you a schedule. Because Science, and there are some familiar names here for Central Time listeners. Tell us about Because Science.
Yeah, we'll kick things right off with Veronica Rickard. And Because Science is actually, fans of Central Time will know, it's an extension of the Discover Science segment that Central Time does every month or so with Gemma Tarlak from Discover Magazine in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And they partnered together to kind of expand that segment into an hour-long pilot. And it features a lot of, you know, it profiles with scientists. They do a thing called Know a Scientist, kind of pulling them out of the lab. They conducted a Discover Science quiz where they tried to guess who said the quote. Was it theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking or William Shatner, who famously played Captain Kirk? And this, it's a lot of fun, and they cover a lot of great information and a lot of compelling stories in the field of science. And this clip is from a profile they did with UW professor of astronomy here at UW.
In Madison, yeah.
Eric Wilcott, and it's about life outside of Earth.
Let's give a listen.
Well, so if you game out the odds there that there is life in the vastness of space, and we don't even really know how vast space is, I don't know, how probable is it?
I am convinced that there has to be somewhere else some life. Is it advanced? I'm not sure about that. But if you think about it, on the Earth, it took something like 4 billion years before really sort of multicellular structured creatures existed on the Earth. And most of the Earth's history has been filled with bacteria.
Would you be excited to find bacteria?
Oh, yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Why bacteria? Because you know it's sort of the building blocks.
You know it's the building blocks. You know, okay. I mean, fundamentally, we have yet to find any evidence that life got started anywhere else. So just to find bacteria somewhere else or evidence that there was bacteria somewhere else, that sort of changes the story.
You can hear the rest of that story today after 6 here on the Ideas Network, a clip from Because Science. So some astronomy and I guess what do they call that? The search for life. Anyway, I can't think of the right word for that. But what's the range of science we're going to hear covered tonight?
Oh, there's paleontology, and there's the astronomy professor. And then there's a couple of interviews for some more topical discussions about knowing a scientist in, like, the Twitter sphere. People were attacking science, and it was like, do you really know a scientist? So there's a lot of engaging interviews like that, and then also a screen time interview with kids. And so they did a really good job of mixing it up and having a lot of fun with the science.
And they include Amanda Magnus, who's about 5 feet from behind me in the control booth there. So a couple of Central Time key players involved in
Because
Science.
Yes, Amanda was magnificent.
Now let's move on to another show. This one's going to air for the first time tomorrow, Tuesday. Beta, and this is from Doug Gordon. To the best of our knowledge, fans we'll know Doug Gordon.
That's correct. And specifically, if you're a fan of that show and you're a fan of the segment they do, which is Dangerous Ideas, that's Doug Gordon. And the last time I talked about him on air, I called him entrepreneurial, and he kind of has been having a little bit of fun with me and teasing me. So I won't say that, but I will say he's very inventive with his approach to radio, and Beta, I believe, is a living acronym with him, but its current right now is Bodacious Entertaining Transmedia Audio. So Doug has a lot of fun with his radio segments, and that's kind of the thesis of Beta. Is he says it's, radio that can cover ideas in a playful, provocative, and irreverent way.
Should I see the phrase ideas incubator related to this somewhere?
Yeah, and he calls it a idea, or describes it, I should say, as an idea incubator, like Bell Labs meets BBC Radiophonic Workshop. So he's having a lot of fun with what he's doing in the studio, and here's a little montage of what he's doing.
Obviously, the best way to make it funny, innovative, and successful would be to hire you to host it.
Oh, I cost a pretty penny.
However, you could make the case that it can't afford not to do that.
You can't afford not to do
it. No, exactly, yes.
Maren Meckel.
Yeah, Maren Meckel.
Just remember that joke.
Yeah.
People on the light side of the force wear hoods, and people on the dark side of the force wear hoods.
Robert Moses didn't do that. So not only is it a remix, it's probably the worst remix in history.
Donald Trump is going to be tremendous in a knife fight. Believe me, all those rumors about him having too small a set of hands to even hold a knife, that's just fake news. It's sad. The truth is, Donald Trump is going to make knife fights great again, bigly.
You listen to Beta, because we listen to you.
Promo montage for Beta, and this airs tomorrow at 6.
That's correct.
On the Ideas Network.
And I should say that all of these shows, and you mentioned the link, but they will all have a weekend showcase as well. So if you miss them here, you can always catch them online at WPR.org/next and catch them during their weekend showcase.
Talking about some of WPR's newest program pilots with Adam Friedrich, executive producer of WPR Next. Now another familiar crew here for us at Central Time. Entertain Us. This is some of the people involved in various elements of Central Time and Setlist, which was our summer music series the last couple of summers.
That's correct. Brad Kohlberg and Carl Christensen, who produced Setlist, they're part of that, veterans of that whole Eau Claire music scene, and they did Setlist, and they've kind of expanded that treatment to this show to cover all of pop culture, and it's kind of a pop culture clearinghouse. And it's hosted, as you mentioned, by two current and former Central Time producers, Halima Shaw and Chris Molina. And they just did a wonderful job. And it profiles a lot of what's going on in pop culture, and then also the Wisconsinites in it and making pop culture. And for their pilot, they featured an interview with Nick Pruer, who some of your listeners might be familiar with. He's actually currently being sued by a Wisconsin station for a prank he played for a local newscast. But as you'll know from this clip, the pranks don't just end with news anchors. They also will affect family.
My mom is such a Wisconsin mom. If she likes music at all, it's like Josh Groban or Mannheim Steamroller Christmas. That's sort of her musical taste. She is not a heavy metal person at all. So I just had an image of my mom in our backyard watering plants or something. Wearing the Metallica shirt that terrified me when kids wore it in middle school, which is a knife sticking out of a toilet. So I found the T-shirt at a thrift store or a vintage shop somewhere and brought it home. And my mom is nothing if not a good sport.
How was that first conversation with your mom? Was she like, Nick, this shirt is too edgy for me?
No, it's more about the fit. It's more about like, oh, this one's a little bit tight, you know. Can you get a more flattering angle? But no, I think I've always involved my mom in dumb things like this. So she's used to it. This is old hat for her now.
A moment from Entertain Us. That'll air Wednesday on the Ideas Network. And then tell us about Wisconsin Life Weekend. That one's going to air Thursday at 6.
That's correct. And Wisconsin Life is a brand a lot of your listeners are familiar with. And Erica Janik has done a wonderful job of expanding that as well. And this is a clip from that with a very powerful profile interview with Sagacious Levinson about how she got her name.
My dad, who has no college degree, used to read the dictionary. And he named me Sagacious. And I asked my dad, why did you name me Sagacious? Because I'm the only one in my I have 11 other siblings. Their names are like Chandra, Sean, Kyle, Paul, Isaac, right? I'm the only Sagacious, right? So why me? And my dad said, because I wanted you to live up to your name. That was important to me. And so as time went on, when I became an adult, I said, Dad, there's a word right across from my name. Salacious. You know, one letter different, it would have been the pole for me, Dad. I would have been right there swinging on the pole, right? And here I am at the podium, right? Like, that was one letter different. And then I realized that he understood that, and that name was very intentional. By the time he got to me, he was saying, enough. There's something that's happening in our family. And if I call you something different, if I call you wise every day, then maybe you'll rise.
A clip from Wisconsin Life Weekend. Adam, a website where people can check out more information about the shows.
Absolutely. You can go to WPR.org/next. There's a survey there for your feedback, and you can enjoy all of these pilots there.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
It's Adam Friedrich, executive producer of WPR Next. A link to that info on the Central Time Facebook page.